All sites, please stand by. Today's teleconference is about to begin. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Iraq Trip Update. Following today's presentation, there will be a formal question and answer session. Until that time, all lines will remain in a listen-only fashion. Today's conference is being recorded. If there are any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to introduce today's host, Governor Pawlenty. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Thank you for your interest in the trip. I'll just provide a brief overview of the trip and some of the highlights and at least some of the takeaway points from my perspective, and I'll be happy to take your questions. In terms of the trip, you probably are familiar with the itinerary, but it was, in terms of the Iraq portion of it, we spent yesterday and today in Iraq, although we did sleep overnight in Amman, Jordan, and then flew back to Iraq this morning. The trip included briefings when we arrived in Jordan with the Jordanian embassy and also with the Jordanian officials about the status of relations between the United States and Jordan on various fronts. And then the next day we went to Iraq. This would be day one, and were briefed by the American contingent and representatives there. That included the leader of the civilian organization that the Americans have asked to oversee the situation. That included Ambassador Paul Bremer. Also, we met with the leader of the military effort here, General Sanchez, and his team. We also had a chance to go downtown Baghdad and do a little interaction with Iraqi people and some shopkeepers in downtown Iraq, and had an interaction with them. We also visited some factory in kind of southern Baghdad, had a chance to visit with the owners and workers at the factory at some length, and then also toured and visited some palaces that Saddam Hussein used to occupy. And then also met with members of the Arab press, press corps throughout the Middle East that was interested in our visit. Also met with members of the current governing council, the Iraqi governing council, including the president of the governing council at Ambassador Bremer's residence. So we had a good first day with a broad variety of interactions, and then importantly, also spent some time with our troops here, thanking them and recognizing them for their work. Today, on day two, we were scheduled to be in Baghdad again, and then from there take a helicopter south to a community where we were going to visit a women's vocational training center, a university, and also visit some historic sites that had been damaged by Saddam Hussein. The fog and the weather prohibited us from doing that, and so we spent the day getting briefed from military officials and visiting with troops on the ground in Baghdad, actually more closer to the airport, learning about their operations and the changing nature of the mission here, which is really evolving more and more from a military mission to a democracy-building mission. Our military is actively engaged in rebuilding the infrastructure of this country in terms of electricity and sewer and water and roads and building repair and schools, but also building the democratic institutions of police forces and the military and the Civil Defense Corps and many other things. And there's a great deal of energy and focus on that part of the mission. And the goal, of course, is for in the near term, or at least in the intermediate term, the United States to step back as a visible presence, still be physically present in the country, but more and more having the face and voice of police and military and civil defense and democratic institutions be Iraqis themselves and really have them take the lead in that regard. And that's important. We have a historic opportunity here. If we are successful in stabilizing Iraq and making it a free and democratic country, that has enormously important implications not only for Iraq but throughout the Middle East and for the rest of the world. It's a historic moment, a historic opportunity. If we succeed with this mission in Iraq, it's going to make the United States of America a much safer place because the Middle East will be much more stabilized, much more safe, much more democratic, and have less of a chance, certainly not an elimination, but less of a chance that terrorism will spread throughout the rest of the world. So I think finishing the job, staying the course in Iraq is extremely important to our national interest, and I believe that's what's taking place here. And just encourage that continue. From here, I'm calling you from Amman, Jordan tonight. We'll spend the night here. We've got a couple of stops in the morning, then we head back on a very long flight back to Washington, D.C. We're tentatively scheduled to meet with President Bush in the Oval Office Friday morning to brief him on our trip, as well as other leaders from the defense and national security agencies in the United States government, and then some other meetings in Washington, and then heading back late on Friday. So that's kind of the quick overview. In terms of the purpose for the trip, first and foremost, just to thank the troops and make sure that they know that we remember them, that we're grateful for them, and we're thankful for them. They are strong, they are focused, they are committed. It's just an inspiration to be around them. They really puts things in perspective for you when these folks are working so hard for this mission and under very difficult circumstances. We should be very, very grateful for them and for what we have in our country. Number two, it's clear that in the briefings that we've had that the United States properly views Iraq as the front line in the war on terrorism. We've got not only former Ba'ath Party loyalists and people who are loyal to the former regime, but foreign fighters now all coming to Iraq to engage in terrorism. We'd much rather fight them in Iraq than on the streets of Manhattan or Minneapolis. And while there's no guarantee that that couldn't happen or won't happen, we are reducing the likelihood of terrorism on our homeland when we're forcing these terrorists from other countries and other places to spend time and energy and resources trying to plot terrorism in Iraq. And then also what we're seeing is a decrease in terrorism against the United States in Iraq. It's really now geared towards and focused on individuals and entities that are trying to promote democracy in Iraq. These terrorists know that if they allow this freedom of Iraq and democratization of Iraq to succeed, they're going to be in big trouble. Their cause is really going to be suffer a major blow. So prevailing on this mission is critically important for that reason. That was made clear, I think, as a result of our trip. So those are just some overview thoughts. I'll be happy to take your questions, and we'll take it from there. So, operator, you can go ahead and open up the lines.
Thank you. At this time, we'll take questions. If you have a question, simply press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. At any time, you may withdraw your question by pressing star 2. Once again, that's star 1 if you have a question or comment, and star 2 to cancel. One moment while the questions register. And once again, that's star 1 if you have a question or comment, and star 2 to cancel. And I'm showing no questions or comments.
Okay, well, if there are no questions or comments, we can go ahead and end the call. Leslie, are you still online?
I am, yeah.
Okay, great. Otherwise, we'll see you back in town next week. All right, thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's teleconference,
okay.
And have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.